I am very excited about my next guest. I have followed her journey for many, many years, and it's just absolutely incredible to see where her startup business has evolved and where it is going next. It's absolutely incredible to see. Her name is Jodie Millicota, a fairly famous local name, but Jodie is the CEO and co-founder of a digital hospitality platform called Gather. Jodie, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Thank you so much for having me. It is exciting. And yeah, it has been many years that you've known about our journey right from the start. So it's great to catch up.
Now, before we reveal the big news that was only announced just a little short while ago, just give listeners a bit of a summary about Gather. It does operate in Cairns and many, many other cities across Australia. But just tell listeners the concept of Gather. What's it all about?
Yeah. So look, what we do is take the hard work out of entertaining. So when we first launched, you know, it was really about you're having friends and family over for a dinner party, but you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen, you know, all night cooking and cleaning and want to be able to actually enjoy your guest company. So through our platform, you can book amazing culinarians. So that's our chefs and our cooks and our caterers and grazing stylists. And they come to your house with all the ingredients and they cook and serve and clean up. And it brings that restaurant experience into people's homes and holiday properties.
And I just love it. Just takes the pain out of hosting a dinner party. How good is that?
Yeah. And that's why we started it, just purely from that perspective. Yeah.
From that point of view. And I certainly, you know, can vouch for my lack of cooking skills. So Gather is absolutely fantastic resource. Now, that is the basic concept. As I said, I think you did a big pitch down in Brisbane. There was some kind of startup conference or something. You pitched Gather there, and that really sort of was the spark that ignited this company. You're still based in Cairns. You've grown across Australia over the last how long now? Let's just reflect back.
4 years.
Is it 4 years?
Yeah, okay. I know, it's flown by. So yeah, it's 2018. The concept kind of started in 2017. It started actually as a uni assignment. I was studying innovation at CQ Uni, and this was the startup that I came up with. And then 2018, I decided I can't not go for this. I was really excited by it, and so I jumped in full time into it. And yeah, like you said, I pitched it at a global startup weekend and ended up in Paris. You know, it's an awesome opportunity with a bunch of founders. And then yeah, we officially launched the platform in Cairns and Port Douglas September 2018. And yeah, now we're live and cooking all across the country, 27 locations.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's talk about the very big news. As I said, it was recently announced, but it's certainly worth recapping, that is for sure. Gather is about to go global. Great. So exciting. Yeah, so incredible. Tell us about it, Jodie.
Yeah. So, I mean, we started, you know, from day one, really looking at how we could take it global. Like, we built the platform with that model. You know, we're called the Airbnb of dinner parties. So, you know, we're the platform that makes the connections and all the tech that we build and the processes. You know, the intention was to be able to scale it global. So we started looking sort of from the beginning about what does that look like? What's that first country that we go to beyond Australia? And we looked at lots of markets. And the one that just kept coming up and over again as a really great opportunity and fit was the US. And not just because it's a big market, but also because, you know, there is an opportunity for us there where there isn't, you know, a major player that's doing what we're doing. And so we've started to really, you know, investigate and look into that. And that's where we started to speak to Curtis Stone, his team over in LA. And now, yeah, we ended up deciding on Los Angeles as our launch. And so that's all going ahead now. And we'll officially kind of be live in the US within the next sort of 6 weeks, which is super exciting.
There you go. And Curtis Stone, I don't know whether we realise the extent of his fame over in the United States. I mean, tell us a little bit about, A, how the hell did you get Curtis Stone on board? That's just absolutely fantastic. But I guess just a little bit about his profile in the US. He's massive, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And also he has such a great understanding and team there, which is also a big reason why we've partnered with him. So he's based in LA. He has two Michelin star restaurants there in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. He's got an events team, a big catering team that does, you know, lots of catering and gigs like what we do. And we were working with his team in Melbourne, which is how this whole partnership started, running, you know, gatherings with his catering team there. And so it was an organic partnership where we said, hey, we're looking at the US. Can we have a chat? You know, obviously ask your insights on the market, and kind of developed into what it is with him as our US co-founder. So he's got a big brand over in the US, but, you know, he's really well known. I think he was Oprah's chef originally. That was one of his sort of claims to fame. And he's, you know, on a bunch of shows and has a really great profile. But, you know, he also has a really great industry reputation, really great knowledge of the events industry. You know, he knows a ton of chefs, knows what it is that we need to do to be fit for that market.
You're hearing from Jodie Melikota. She's the CEO and co-founder of Gather. Very, very exciting news, Jodie. That is just absolutely incredible. Now, the big question, I guess, for us here in Far North Queensland, with all of this jet setting, with all of this global domination on the horizon, are you going to be still based in Cairns? Is Gather's headquarters going to be here in Cairns?
We are spread apart. So, I still live here, but we do have an office and a big team in Brizzy as well, as a team here in Cairns. Now we've got a team over in the US. We're just onboarding our first staff members there. And we also have a team in the Philippines, just a small team there that kind of support our team here. So, yeah, I don't have any intentions, of leaving at this point. I sort of go where I need to. And that means, next month I'm back to the US and spending a month there, in Brizzy really regularly. So I think there's no better place to live than Cairns, and I'll keep being based here.
I can see you with maybe a mini HQ in Beverly Hills or something. Just have a holiday home, working holiday home in Beverly Hills, but keep yourself based in Cairns. Finally, where could this potentially all lead? We see a lot of tech startups get bought out by bigger companies. They see, huge potential, and rather than trying to launch their own competitor, they often gobble up a smaller company. I mean, is that a potential for Gather? Where do you see it all heading in, 5, 10 years?
Look, I definitely think we still have at least 5 years, of growth on our own. There's so much that we want to still do here in Australia, even in growth, and obviously then in the US, and there's a fair few verticals and products that we want to launch that we've always had our eye on. So there's a lot that we still have to go on our journey, but, we're always open to those, partnerships and whatever that forms into in the end. I think the exciting part about the US, like you say, there is those big platforms that are based over there. So, starting to develop partnerships with them and having a look at what that looks like for growth and finding the best partners, whether that's investors or, other platforms that can keep our platform growing and what works best for our kind of community is definitely front of mind. So, I wouldn't say it won't happen, but, there's certainly a lot that we still want to do, before looking at that.
I can see the headlines now. Google purchases Gather for a record $8 billion or something. Very, very exciting.
If you wouldn't mind, Gavin, I'll just do a quick shout out. If we do have any listeners that are chefs or cooks, we are on the hunt for more, especially in the Cairns region. As we grow, we keep wanting, obviously, more amazing culinarians to partner with us. So if there is anyone that, maybe they're not necessarily a chef, but they're a really great cook and they've always wanted to kind of find a side hustle, in this industry, we'd love them to reach out to us.
And what's the best way for people to do that?
Just jump on our website. There's a cook registration form there, or they can just, send us an email or give us a phone call, send a carrier pigeon anyway But, reach out and we can kind of talk them through how it works. And we have a great team to support them.
Awesome. And it's Gather, G-A-T-H-A-R. Just so people know, G-A-T-H-A-R. Find it, no doubt, on the web. Jodie Melikota, thanks so much for your time on The King Review today.
Thanks for having me.